Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Commissioner Julie Anderson of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development discussed the state of Alaska's usage of federal CARES Act funding in a Monday press briefing alongside Governor Mike Dunleavy. Governor Dunleavy said there is a deadline to spend the CARES Act money by the end of the year, but he is confident it can all be spent before that deadline. Commissioner Anderson spoke regarding CARES Act application numbers.
It was 4,163 applications with a total amount requested $197.2 million. So people are getting the word and they're getting these applications in, and I think that's wonderful.
She also offered information about the current eligibility requirements.
I'd like to remind people the current eligibility requirements are that businesses and commercial fishermen are primary income sources. They must have 50 or less employees, are licensed and located in Alaska, and receive $5,000 or less in 3P or EIDL funding.
Some restrictions previously bound to this money are on the path to being removed.
The RPL will remove the restriction on businesses that received and kept any amount of SBA 3P or EIDL funding, and on the restriction on second income source businesses. These changes will be effect when the LBNA committee actually approves this, and I understand they're meeting August 27th. So pending approval on these recommended changes, these will be implemented by the department August 31st. That's if they actually approve these on Thursday.
Anderson also mentioned that the department will be watching applications as they come in to help small businesses. As the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District continues to monitor data to determine the COVID-19 transmission risk status for the central, eastern, and southern portions of the district, they have created a portal that allows all Kenai Peninsula residents to keep daily track of the figures that help make the big decisions. The Smart Start plan adopted by the district before schools launched calls for 3 risk levels, which dictates the extent to which schools will open their facilities. That includes whether or not school buildings will remain open, the level of distance learning that will take place, as well as whether sports will continue. The district's online web portal not only offers daily updates about the current status of each area of the district, but also some rudimentary data to help see how they reached those conclusions. A link to the portal can be found at radiokenai.com. District Superintendent John O'Brien says the district is keeping a close eye on the numbers, but that the decision regarding high, medium, or low risk represent more than just the daily Department of Health and Human Services numbers. District Superintendent John O'Brien says the district is keeping a close eye on the numbers, but that the decisions regarding high, medium, or low risk represent more than just the Department of Health and Human Services reports.
You know, we don't make our decisions strictly on the numbers, because bear in mind that when those numbers are reported, those are not the actual onset date of when individuals contracted the virus. Those are just dates that DHSS is reporting. So it's an imperfect instrument, but it's been approved and vetted by our medical advisory group and Dr. Zink and her team at DHSS. So what we would do is look at what that very important 7-day trend is.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.